Hi, I'm Steph Mistruck with KillerSites.com and KillerPHP.com, and welcome to the Ask a Web Nerd podcast. This is a podcast where I basically answer a bunch of random questions with regards to web design, web programming, and business on the internet and on the web. In this session, I'm going to look at Ajax versus Flash. These are two technologies that allow you to make your websites more dynamic, more responsive, to make them act a little bit more like desktop applications. Actually, not a little bit like, a lot like, or exactly like your typical desktop programs. I'm going to look at three different issues common questions really that are put to me every so often. The first one, we're going to actually look at what Flash is versus Ajax in terms of the technologies themselves. Don't worry, I'm not going to get into too much micro nerd detail, just enough so you get a general idea of what these technologies are. I'm also going to look at when it makes sense to use Flash and when you might want to use Ajax, it'll basically give you an idea of what they can do. You're going to notice that in that discussion that these technologies, though very different in terms of their architecture, in terms of their structure, you find that in certain things there is actually a lot of overlap. And we're going to also look at the pros and cons between Flash and Ajax. Sometimes it makes sense to use one technology or the other, and it depends on the project, it depends on your skill sets, your inclinations, it depends on your organization's inclinations and skill sets. So we're going to look at these issues. So the goal is by the end of this podcast, and at this time, I'm starting to record this. I have no idea how long this is going to take. It could be 5, 10 minutes, it could be 15 minutes, hard to say. By the end of the podcast, though, you're going to have a much better idea of what Ajax is all about, what Flash is all about, and how they relate to each other, and when you might want to use one technology or the other, or maybe both. Okay, let's start off with the basics here, and let's look at what exactly Ajax is and what exactly Flash is. I'll start with Flash. Flash is essentially a third-party software. It's a piece of software that exists outside of the browser. It's a plugin that you have to install. Once you install the plugin, you have essentially an engine inside of an engine. So the first engine being the Flash engine, and the second engine, of course, being the web browser. So the Flash engine requires that you deliver to it Flash files that it will then run. To create these Flash files, you need a separate program. You need a program like, the most popular being, of course, Adobe Flash, which is kind of the source of it. And there are other actually manufacturers out there who have created products that will output Flash content, Flash files that will run inside of this Flash engine. The Flash engine, again, being the plugin. So what can you do with Flash? Well, you can do all those famous animated banners and intros, which you should avoid. You should also think of Flash as another way to create interactive forms. If you've been to any website, you can fill in forms and send data to websites that are stored in databases, and then display results from databases and all this kind of stuff. Well, Flash enables you to do this using their behind-the-scenes technology. Actually, Adobe, the people who now own Flash, they've gone a long way to make the Flash engine, the Flash plugin, which is separate from the software that's used to build content for the Flash plugin. I hope this distinction is clear. You have the Flash software and you have the Flash plugin. The plugin basically plays or runs whatever you create in the Flash software. So the plugin runs this stuff in the browser. Anyhow, so Adobe has done a couple of things. First of all, they've made the Flash plugin very fast, very powerful. So now you can do all kinds of cool, crazy stuff in there at really great speeds that you couldn't do in the previous versions of a plugin. Basically, the engine's much faster, much more refined. So what am I talking about when I'm talking about crazy cool things? As I mentioned before, you can do all that kind of database-driven website stuff where you can use the Flash player, the Flash engine to communicate with the server, to communicate with databases and stuff like that, to be able to send and receive messages from the server so that your website works like a real program rather than a clunky web page. It just makes the action much smoother and so forth. Beyond that, the Flash engine has all kinds of built-in power and capabilities that allow you to do everything from processing text or processing images, and new variations on the Flash engine allows you to do things like store files on a person's computers. It's really very, 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 very powerful. And it allows you just about do anything you'd want to do in a website. Ajax, on the other hand, is a technology that's actually built right into the web browser. Ajax is more of a combination of technologies and a specification that then the web browser makers, you know, in this case would be the Firefox people and Internet Explorer, Microsoft, and so on, they basically write or create their browsers so that they conform to these specifications. So then you can leverage these tools, these Ajax tools, or capabilities that are built into the browsers. So you can send and receive messages to the server behind the scenes in that people won't see you communicating with the server in the background as you normally would in a normal web page. And, you know, just to take away, what you can take away from this rather, is that it just makes the whole process work like a normal program, and it's a smoother, faster, it's a better user experience. You can see samples of Ajax applications and things like Gmail, or probably something you've used more often, Google Maps, where when they're loading in new maps or drilling into the maps, they're not refreshing the entire page or just pulling in new map data in the background and then displaying it. So everything just works a lot more smoothly and quicker. Ajax, since it's something that's built into the web browsers, you don't need a separate program like you'd need in Flash to create Ajax-based web pages. You can just do it with a simple text editor and Notepad or something, and away you go. The thing is, though, you need to understand the technologies that make up Ajax. And that's, of course, JavaScript, HTML, CSS, and DOM scripting. I'm not going to get into all these things, but these are basically coders and programmers' technologies that you're going to have to learn and master to be able to take advantage of Ajax capabilities. So with Ajax, you can, behind the scenes, send and receive information from the server so everything moves more quickly. So you can do really cool shopping carts and or database search tools and things like that. What you wouldn't do with Ajax, at least, I guess you could, but it would be a real pain in the butt, is things like animations and stuff like that. Although you could do simple things like, you know, having UI components slide in and out, and Ajax is really good with that. But you wouldn't, you know, create bouncing balls and stuff, although you could, but it would be, you know, you're much better off in that situation to work with Flash. So this brings me to the last segment of this podcast, is what are the pros and cons of using Flash and Ajax, and when might you want to use Flash and Ajax? So as I touched off on before, Ajax is really something for pure data communication, moving data behind the scenes to the server and receiving data and then displaying it to the user. So shopping carts and searching, block software, all this kind of stuff, they use Ajax on a regular basis to make the whole experience much smoother and better. where you won't use Ajax is in situations where you might want lots of really heavy animation, displaying video and all this kind of stuff. That's something that you really want to use Flash for. You could, with Ajax, develop games, for instance, and, you know, simple games. But again, this is something you really want to do with Flash, because Flash is just much more capable in that way. What we can see right here is that Flash has more flexibility in terms of what it can do. But for many people out there, they won't really need all that extra capability that Flash provides, because they're just not going to be doing it. So Ajax is compelling, since you don't have to buy a Flash software to create Flash content. On the other hand, though, with Flash, I would argue that it's easier in many respects to produce a certain content. Although with the latest versions of Flash, you really have to understand programming to take advantage of its full capabilities. But the same thing goes for Ajax. You really have to understand programming. You have to learn, in Ajax case, you have to learn JavaScript. You have to learn DOM scripting, which for beginners especially can be a bit of a challenge, because there are some quirks. So that brings me another advantage, disadvantage comparison here, in that with Ajax, because the browsers do have quirks and there are differences, it can be trickier to write an Ajax website or an Ajax application that works consistently across all the possible browsers that are out there. Although there are free libraries out there that you can use in your Ajax projects that will take care of a lot of the inconsistencies that you would otherwise have to deal with. So you're looking at things like Scriptaculous, and there are others. Flash, on the other hand, because it's an engine in of itself and self-contained and controlled by Adobe, it's very consistent. So when you write something in Flash, you know it's going to work no matter what. And since 98% of browsers, or 99% of browsers out there being used, have Flash already built in, well, you know that the vast majority of people are going to be able to see and use your application. So that's one of the big advantages of Flash, is that it's, because it's a self-contained environment, it's much more consistent in terms of how it behaves. So when you write something in Flash, you know it works all the time, no problems. On the flip side, you create something in Ajax, because of browser inconsistencies in terms of, you know, how they process your code that you're going to have to write to create your Ajax stuff, you may run into problems. So when would you use Ajax and when would you use Flash? Let me just say again, there is crossover. Flash does everything pretty much that Ajax does. But of course, Flash has a lot more capability beyond that, but its capability you may not leverage. On the other hand, when you're doing Flash work, you're going to have to learn how to use Flash, and you're going to have to learn the Flash environment. They have a programming language called ActionScript, which you're going to have to learn if you want to really get into the powerful stuff. And so it's a whole new technology stack, as they say, a whole new level that you're going to have to pick up to move forward. Whereas if you're a web designer who's done some JavaScript before, and CSS and HTML, of course, then to take the next step to get into Ajax is not such a big leap, because you've gotten, you know, that's 3/4 of the Ajax equation. And for any JavaScript nerds out there who may be listening, Ajax is basically a couple of objects, the HTTP object that allows you to send and receive information from the server in the background. That's really the heart of Ajax. And then you use DOM scripting to reflow the page and redraw out the page and drop things in depending on whatever data you have coming in from the server. So anyway, that's a bit of a nerd geek tangent there. But there you go. So you have the pros and cons of Flash versus Ajax. Your choices for whether to use Flash or Ajax really depends on the project type. Generally speaking, if you're just doing simple data in and out from the server, you probably just want to go with Ajax if you're a JavaScript guy. But if you have a people working with you, or you happen to be a Flash person who doesn't do much JavaScript and you got to Flash, then you might as well use Flash technologies to do this kind of stuff, since you're already in there already. So it makes sense to me in that regard. Overall, though, I can say that one technology does not really have an overriding superiority over another technology. I think each has their pros and cons. I hope that this podcast makes this clear. And I also would suggest, though, that you explore both yourself, at least on a superficial level. And we have videos and training and articles on both technologies for you to explore. And you can decide, based on your particular needs, what technology you might want to utilize. This has been Steph Mischuk from KillerSites.com, and this is the Ask a Web Nerd segment, where we discuss the differences between Flash and Ajax, and when and why you'd want to use one or the other.